We're back. Ooh. Hello.
And go ahead, London.
We are going to do mashups this time. Wait, we have a couple of...
Oh, do you know what?
What?
I didn't save Patrick's mashups when I ended.
Darn it. All right, well,
read them. I'll go.
All right, I'll read them aloud. You'll just have to listen. Right? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can listen.
Couple of quick shout-outs. Dishy says there is a tiebreaker to be had.
Yay!
We both have 5 points. And she says, what we didn't explain is that the winner of Trivial Pursuit will have $25 donated in their name to help kick cancer's ass. Yay!
Yes!
That'll put us over just over the $500 mark by 2 cents.
And don't you know it that we're not going to fight now because we're the same amount of smart.
We are the same amount of smart. I knew we were.
It's official.
It's official. We're the same amount of smart. Dishy also said you sounded like you were underwater in the last episode. Thanks for keeping us posted. We had Bet Reboot. Is it any better this time? Anyone?
Please. Please.
Please let it be better. We're going to do mashups again. Been a while since we hit the mashups. Bet does not have hers, so I'm going to read them aloud.
Yes.
Which what I would have done anyways, I suppose. We're doing 16 through 20. Number 16. I've got a theory that Kevin Spacey might be an alien assassin with magic bullets. Ever see how he eats a banana? I have no idea what that's going to be.
Free.
Usual Suspects? Something the Usual Suspects?
Well, assassin.
Alien assassin with magic bullets. Ever see how he eats a banana? What's the banana thing? I don't know that. Let's move on.
I'm beyond lost.
That's enough silence. Number 17. Burt Reynolds drives his NASCAR through a big carnival and into a cave. Stroker ace in the hole.
Oh, I think I've used that.
That is good. I've used something ace in the hole. Was it stroker ace in the hole?
It was.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good this time, too.
I'm all upset that I can't see these.
I know, darling. I know. I'll email them to you. Number 18. Ginger and Fred's dance lesson is interrupted when treasure-hunting dwarves fall through a time hole.
Time bandits?
Swing time bandits. Swing time bandits. Okay. Number 19. Fasten your seatbelt.
I got it. I found it. Okay.
Oh, you got it?
Okay.
Okay, number 19. Good.
Wow.
You feel better now that you feel better now that you can read them, I know. Number 19. Fasten your seatbelts because lawyer Al Pacino is going to call you all out of order. So that's
that was Injustice for All.
About Eve.
Oh.
There you go. Number 20, if you build it, it will destroy New York and rip the head off the Statue of Liberty. Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams. Something field.
Something Field of Dreams.
Because it wouldn't be dreams.
Field of, dreams it might be.
Could be like Dreamscape? Dreams of...
I don't know. Field of... Dreams.
What destroyed New York and ripped the head off the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, I know it! It's Cloverfield of Dreams.
Yeah, that's the movie that made people sick, yeah.
Yeah, Cloverfield of Dreams.
Oh, I sucked Morgan... on this round, Patrick. I'm so sorry.
You didn't have him in front of you. You need him in front of you to have a security blanket.
Well, now I know.
We don't know number 16. 16's too hard. Sorry. Ever seen how he eats a banana? That seems like it must be a clue. Ever seen how he eats a banana seems to me like it is a quote from a movie.
Theory. I've got a theory.
Ever see how he eats a banana? I don't know. Is there a line like, I've got a theory that so and so is the missing link. Ever seen how he eats a banana?
No.
That seems like
actually
it might
that
be.
Sounds very familiar.
It does, doesn't it? But I don't have any idea what it's from.
Ever see how he eats a banana?
We have a couple more minutes to ruminate over it. We just need to keep talking as we do it.
Specs, usual. Bruce, please lock the door behind you when you get in.
Yeah. Don't slam the screen. I heard it slam.
Don't let the air conditioning out.
Bees!
Never see how he eats a banana.
Ever seen how he eats a banana? I have no idea what it is. Do we still sound like we're underwater? How about now? Do I sound like I'm underwater?
You do
now. That's because I'm beating on my chest.
Oh.
It hurts actually a little bit. I'm gonna stop.
Holly's taking a run-in spell.
I'm drinking a glass of V8 juice because it is nutritious.
Oh, good, good.
It tastes gross.
Yeah, I hate V8.
Disgusting. Ooh, look at the size of that burger.
Oh, that's a nice looking burger too. Red onions.
I think I've seen this before. We're watching some show on the Travel Channel that's all about food that can kill you.
The Heart Attack Grill. Now there's a nice name for it.
Chandler, Arizona. I'm sure nobody in this country actually wonders why we Westerners are gaining so much weight. But if you did wonder,
oh, those fries look good.
You might take a look at this TV show. These are burgers with like 6 patties on them. It's insane. And they're served by scantily clad whores.
Nurses, right? Isn't that just cute?
That's nasty, dude. This place is kind of like a mix between Hooters and In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, that's worse than a strip club.
Well, those girls clearly don't eat there.
Those girls clearly have not been to medical school either.
I protest. I would like to see your license, nurse. We're not going to come up with the answer to this Kevin Spacey one.
Kevin Spacey. Alien, have you seen him eat a banana? That's so familiar. Ever seen him eat a banana?
Well, you know, we might be wrong with the Usual Suspects one. It might be, you know, K-Pax or some shit. We don't know.
Oh. What was that one where he was on the phone to Samuel L. Jackson for so long?
I don't remember.
It was the whole movie. Was him on the phone to Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't remember what that was called. Hostage.
Motherfucking Kevin Spacey on this motherfucking phone. That was a really good movie.
I'm tired of all these Kevin Spaceys calling me. I don't. That was called like the hostage negotiator, or the negotiator, or the hostage negotiator, or something like that.
Don't work.
All right, well, that's enough. We tried, Patrick. We can't get that one, number 16.
You win. You win on that one.
He is out having a life today anyway. He won't even know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, they are spreading lard all over those buns.
Real live lard.
Actual lard. That was not mayonnaise that you just saw. That is lard. Nasty. God, that's nasty. Ugh, I never want to eat again when I watch this.
And they fall apart when you go to eat them. They're all over. It's worse than a Hardee's commercial.
It is gross.
The only thing missing is the people going.
That's true. That's only because we have it muted. Oh, I have it
look
muted.
At that. You can't eat that.
You can't
that's
eat that.
That's 6 stories tall.
That's a big burger.
And they serve it plastic gloves. Like there's not enough filth inside that burger.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for not actually touching it, sir. And one of these backwards ball cap douchebags eating it.
I don't want it.
That place is full of tools. Look
yeah.
at them. Tools.
And, yeah, those
and they got fucking Lucky Strike ads up on the wall.
Tools.
Look at there's a Lucky Strike ad on the wall behind that guy. Do you see it? All right, we have
yeah.
to go.
We gotta go.
Sorry. We'll be back in another half hour, everybody. Bye. Say goodbye, Bet.
Bye. I said bye.
Oh, okay. Bye.